May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I think about a lot, the things that Jesus accomplished, and how much time we spend praying for things that Jesus already covered when he said, "It's finished." Pleading with God for things, hoping for things, looking for things instead of looking from things that are already ours. I think all of us do that a lot, and some of us do that almost all the time. And because of that, we make the Christian life so much harder. Things like revival. We keep waiting for revival to come, when the truth is that Jesus brought the revival that mankind was looking for, and revival's waiting for us to come. It's an issue of recognizing what Jesus has done. We keep pleading with God to give us victory over sin, when the victory over sin that Jesus already accomplished is pleading with us to begin to believe. Over and over again, so many things. One of them, another favorite term in recent years, is the term secret place. And I like that term too. And we talk about getting in the secret place and wanting to find time to be in the secret place, the place of intimacy and communion with the Lord. Song of Solomon likes to use that term. This is verse 14. I just tore another hole in my Bible. Of chapter 2. O my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the secret place of the steep pathway, let me see your form, and let me hear your voice, for your voice is sweet and your form is lovely. The rock and the clefts of the rock, biblically, have always spoken of Christ. And what metaphorically here, what's really being said is, from that place of being hidden in Christ, that secret place, it's that place I want to hear your voice, and it's that place from which I want to see your form. Instead of thinking we have to somehow scramble or work our way into the secret place, we have to understand that because we're in Christ, we were born into the secret place. You know, when the Jewish men would walk about, they would carry their tallit, the prayer robe, prayer shawl. And whenever they wanted to pray, it was sort of like a portable tabernacle. They would just pull it over their head in the middle of the street and pray. Well, we also have a portable tallit, and it's Jesus. And that we live in the secret place. We're born in the secret place. You carry the secret place everywhere you go. You're in Christ. You can't get more secret and gooder than that. As a matter of fact, it says that you've been seated in heavenly places in Christ. Well, the heavenly, you can't, that's the definition of the secret place. In Revelation 4, it talks about, he says, telling to John, he said, "Come up here. There's a sound, the door is open. Come up here, and I will show you what must take place in the midst of these things." But the truth is, we're already seated in heavenly places. When the Lord invites us, the language is actually stop long enough and pause to take in what the secret, what you discover, what you see in the secret place. We talked about this Wednesday night, those verses from Colossians chapter 2 or 3. It says, "Since then, you've been raised up with Christ. Seek him who is seated at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above and not on things of the earth. You've died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Since then you've been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking him who is seated at the right hand of God." You're seated in Christ in heavenly places at the right hand of God. It says in Romans 6, 10, 11, that we participate in his relationship with the Father. You were born into the secret place, and most of us aren't conscious of that. The truth about Christianity, who we are and what we have in Christ, is generally about us simply recognizing what God has done. Because it's hard to believe for you what you don't see, what you don't recognize. Excuse my voice, I've got some lung issues that need to be healed, so I'm having a hard time talking. It's not contagious, so don't be afraid. There are those times when I need to pause. I pray all day long, don't you? It says pray without ceasing. There's like this continual conversation. I mean, the intercom's on, you know, at all times, and we're communicating. But there are those times when I need to pause and just hang out in an undistracted way in that secret place that I inhabit in Christ. And because I participate in the relationship he has with the Father, I get to feel what he feels about the Father's love for him. He shares that with me because of my union with him. Stunning, remarkable reality. And all that's his is mine. And so when I spend time in what we call prayer, set aside time, that's just me pausing. Since then you've been raised up with Christ. Seek those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. So I'm in the throne room at all times, and sometimes I want to pause and with no distractions, recognize, discover, hear the voice without any clutter. But when I leave that time, I don't walk out of the secret place. I carry the secret place with me because I'm in Christ. Jesus said he always did those things he saw the Father doing. He always said those things he heard the Father saying. Was that just when he would pause and spend time in prayer? He spent all night in prayer, which is cool because it was a great place to be. I mean, if I've been seated in heavenly places in Christ, in the throne room, there's no better time, no better place to hang out with no distractions. That's life. That's prayer. That's cool. But it's also prayer as I'm going along and he discloses to me what he wants to do, says to me what he wants to be said through my borrowed lips. It's the secret place. I live there all the time. I live in the Holy of Holies. I am the tabernacle of God. And I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I was born into the secret place. Jesus accomplished that for me. I can celebrate that. Understand that. Begin to participate in that reality. I've always loved that analogy, again, from Colossians 3. Since then, you have been raised up with Christ. Keep seeking those things which are above, where you are. You've been raised up. Keep seeking those things which are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. That's where you are. And so prayer is just like stopping and talking and then looking around and discovering. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.